Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, April 17th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. In Sudan, fighting continues for a third day between the country's top generals. Today, jet fighters and military helicopters roared in the skies above the capital, where areas remain without power. Some residents reported running out of water and food, as they feared leaving their homes because of gun and artillery fire. A medical union said at least 97 civilians have been killed since the conflict broke out on Saturday between Sudan's military and a state-sponsored militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. In 2019, their two leaders had joined forces to oust Sudan's longtime dictator, Omar al-Bashir. A French court has cleared Air France and the aircraft maker Airbus of charges over a crash that killed 228 people in 2009. The plane's data recorder showed the pilots had dealt with stall warnings and wildly fluctuating airspeed indications. But prosecutors told the court months ago that it was impossible to demonstrate the culpability of the two companies. A lawyer for the victim's family said, quote, "Nothing can justify 228 people taking a flight from Rio to Paris that never lands." Air France KLM Group said the company was saddened by the accident, the deadliest in the airline's history. And the Securities and Exchange Commission is suing Bitrex, a crypto exchange. The lawsuit hinges on the claim that Bitrex listed digital assets that qualified as securities. This would have required the company to register with the SEC, which it did not, and follow its rules. The SEC also sued Bitrex's overseas platform and its former CEO. An attorney for Bitrex and a spokesman for Bitrex Global couldn't immediately be reached for comment. The former CEO didn't immediately respond to a message for comment. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.